Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stones for multiple development projects worth 4,000 crore rupees at Gangtok. Also takes part in closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations. Prime Minister Modi to unveil development projects worth over 6,300 crore rupees at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening. To also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Foundation stone laid for Google Cloud India AI Hub at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh in presence of Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh issues stern warning against terrorism at SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Kyrgyzstan. Asserts epicentres of terror no longer immune to justifiable punishment. All preparations in place for voting in second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal tomorrow. And in IPL cricket, hosts Punjab Kings to take on Rajasthan Royals in New Chandigarh this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for multiple development projects worth 4,000 crore rupees at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok today. He also announced six cricket academies for the Northeast region. He launched the projects at the closing ceremony of the Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi described the Northeast as India's Ashtalakshmi and emphasized on government resolve of Act East, Act Fast.
North East, ye Hindustan ki Ashtalakshmi hai. Isliye hum Act East ki policy par to kaam kar hi rahe hain. Humne North East ke liye Act Fast ka sankalp bhi liya hai. Aur isliye Act East, Act Fast. Aaj bhi yahan hazaron crore rupaye ki sejha योजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है. इनमें रोड, पावर, टूरिज्म, हेल्थ, एजुकेशन, हर तरह के प्रोजेक्ट शामिल है.
The Prime Minister described Sikkim as the heaven of the East and highlighted the state's vast tourism potential. He said the government is giving top priority to improving infrastructure and connectivity in Sikkim.
सिक्किम के टूरिज्म से यहाँ बहुत बड़ी संख्या में लोगों की आय जुड़ी हुई है और टूरिज्म तभी बढ़ता है उस राज्य का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर जब बढ़िया हो तब बढ़ता है इसलिए हम सिक्किम की कनेक्टिविटी और यहाँ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर सबसे ज्यादा फोकस कर रहे हैं बागडोगरा से गंगटोक तक एक्सप्रेसवे का निर्माण हो सेवोक रंगपुर रेल लाइन हो ये प्रोजेक्ट सिक्किम को पूरे देश से जोड़ने का जरिया बन रहे हैं.
Mr. Modi said efforts are underway to boost sports infrastructure in the state and nurture talent in football and archery. He said Sikkim's success in organic and natural farming has become a model for the country. A grand cultural program titled 1,000 Steps of Unity, featuring over 1,500 local artists, was held to mark the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. He will reach his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, this evening and participate in Mahila Sammelan, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports the event will witness the presence of women in large numbers from across the region.
Every nook and corner of Kashi is decorated to welcome the Prime Minister for the event. Women from various walks of life, including doctors, social workers and homemakers, are expected to attend the Mahila Sammelan being organized Banaras Locomotive Works Ground in Varanasi today evening, during which non-passage of the Constitution Amendment Bill related to Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is likely to resonate. The event is being planned as a women-led program, with party workers from the women's wing handling all arrangements at the venue. Also, so women police personnel will take the responsibility of the security of the event. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Varanasi.
The Prime Minister will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra this evening. We have a report.
The Amrit Bharat Express trains, which are being launched, will connect Banaras, Hadaspur in Pune and Ayodhya Lokmanya Tilak terminus in Mumbai. These trains will provide affordable and modern travel options and enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. The Banaras Pune service will facilitate easier access to Kashi Vishwanath Dham, while the Ayodhya Mumbai service will improve connectivity to the Sri Ram Mandir Tirth Kshetra, strengthening links between key religious destinations. With the launch of these two new services, the total number of operational Amrit Bharat Express trains will rise to 66. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, laid the foundation stone of Google Cloud India AI Hub in Visakhapatnam today. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister said the country is moving into large-scale electronics manufacturing, semiconductor production, advanced chip design and artificial intelligence technologies.
That entire ecosystem requires both software leadership and hardware leadership. And that is what has changed in the last decade. When Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji started the Make in India program, one of the first things he focused on was electronics manufacturing. Today, mobile phone has become the single most exported item in our country. And this is just the beginning.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today issued a stern warning against terrorism, asserting that the epicentres of terror are no longer immune to justifiable punishment. Mr. Singh was addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO Defence Ministers meeting at Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan. He recalled the recent anniversary of the deadly terror strike at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Singh said during Operation Sindoor, in response to the attack, India demonstrated its firm resolve that epicentres of terror are no longer immune to justifiable punishment.
Operation Sindoor, we made it clear that terrorist centers cannot be protected from destruction. This demonstrated a zero tolerance policy toward terrorists and their supporters, a stance that has been recognized by the prestigious panel. However, our collective credibility is tested only when there is consistency. We must not forget that terrorism has no country or religion, and there can be no justification for it for the loss of innocent lives, whether real or perceived.
और इनोसेंट ह्यूमैनिटेरियन लॉस के लिए कोई भी वजह चाहे वह वास्तविक हो या काल्पनिक जायज नहीं है.
The defense minister called for a unified front to tackle terrorism, separatism and extremism by eliminating safe havens and rejecting any political exceptions. He asserted that the sight of state-sponsored cross-border terrorism, which attacks the sovereignty of a nation, must not be lost, as there is no place for double standards. The close aide of gangster Dawood Ibrahim and notorious drug trafficker Mohammed Salim Dola was brought to India from Turkey early this morning. The deportation was carried out after a coordinated operation by intelligence agencies in collaboration with international agencies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah informed that the Narcotics Control Bureau has achieved a major breakthrough in securing the return of Salim Dola from Turkey. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, no matter where they attempt to hide, drug kingpins will find no safe place. All preparations are in place for voting in West Bengal tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. More from our correspondent.
Preparations are in full swing, with polling officials moving to their respective polling booths from the distribution centres. Voting begins at 7 a.m. across 7 districts. More than 3 crores 20 lakhs voters are eligible in this phase, with over 1 crore 50 lakhs women and 792 third gender voters on the rolls. An appellate tribunal has also released an additional voter list following Supreme Court orders, allowing more citizens to cast their ballot. A total of 1,448 candidates located are in the fray, including 220 women. The largest constituency is Kollani in Nodia, while the smallest is Jorashako in Kolkata. Chinsura in Hooghly has the highest voter count, while Vatpara in North 24 Parganas has the lowest. 2,321 companies of central forces are deployed along with 142 general observers, 95 police observers and 100 expenditure observers. Sandeep Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Gujarat, counting of votes for the local body elections is underway. Early trends show the BJP taking a clear lead, winning over 3,750 of more than 9,200 seats so far. In municipal corporation elections, the BJP has won 410 seats, followed by the Congress with 20 and others with 4. Voting was held on Sunday for 15 municipal corporations, 84 nagarpalikas, 34 district panchayats and 260 taluka panchayats across the state. The Meghalaya Official Language Ordinance 2026 has received the assent of Governor Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar, making Khasi and Garo official languages of the state alongside English. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma announced the development in a social media post. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has urged exporters and industry bodies to fully leverage India's free trade agreements with developed economies to expand market access, boost exports and create employment opportunities. Mr. Goyal stated this while chairing a meeting with export promotion councils and industry associations in New Delhi. He noted that sectors such as engineering goods, electronics, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, gems and jewellery and agri-based products have sustained export momentum despite global disruptions. The pharma sector has hailed the free trade agreement signed between India and New Zealand. Talking to media, Chairman Pharmaceuticals Export Promotion Council of India, Namit Joshi, said with the deal, the sector aims to scale trade to nearly $1 billion.
This FTA brings in very interesting perspectives between the two nations. It's not a trade agreement, we would say. Rather, we would say it's an intent of collaboration, co-development, co-innovation, a lot of activities which both the nations are going to develop together. How it is relevant for pharmaceutical industry? I think right now we have a share of wallet of 4%. We export around 60 million worth of medicines to New Zealand, but the potential of New Zealand stands at 1.45 billion.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya for the next 2 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely to prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. IMD has predicted thunderstorms and hailstorms over Himachal Pradesh, interior Karnataka and Uttarakhand tomorrow. Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jharkhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, East Uttar Pradesh and Ladakh will experience thunderstorms and lightning tomorrow. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission has issued letters to the chief secretaries of 21 states and Union Territory of Delhi to take advance action and implement relief measures to protect the vulnerable population during heat waves in the country. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% lower in afternoon trade today. The Sensex dropped 408 points to 76,896, while the Nifty shed 101 points to 23,992 when reports last came in. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated hosts Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in a one-sided encounter. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stones for multiple development projects worth 4,000 crore rupees at Gangtok. Also takes part in closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations. Prime Minister Modi to unveil development projects worth over 6,300 crore rupees at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening, to also flag off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Foundation stone laid for Google Cloud India AI Hub in Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh in presence of Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh issues stern warning against terrorism at SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Kyrgyzstan, asserts epicentres of terror no longer immune to justifiable punishment. All preparations in place for voting in second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal tomorrow. And an IPL cricket host Punjab Kings to take on Rajasthan Royals in New Chandigarh this evening. With that, we end the midday news.